Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Brock Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dick Drott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbs hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burton is called out on strikes. two outs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bertel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bertel hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aspromonte is 0-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lillis is 0-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Landrum is 0-2 in the game. Landrum bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 0-2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Don McMahon now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs is 0-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burton is 0-2 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Campbell is 0-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Hartman pinch hits for Don McMahon. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hartman is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spangler is 0-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Temple is 0-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bertel is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler throws the ball into Aspromonte, who relays the ball to Temple, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Verpel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.